Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm a female, and the story happened when I was about 17 to 18 years old. I can't remember exactly what age, but it was around then. My best friend and I used to really like going downtown for dinner on the weekends. Not to drink, we weren't into that, but we just liked to go out together, as the ambience of the downtown area where we live is really nice. We usually would park the car next to a church and make the walk down to whatever restaurant we chose to eat at. I never did like doing this, as I wasn't ever an athletic person, and the walk went down a few hills, which meant we would have to hike uphill after eating to get back to the car, which is never a good combination. But we parked where we did because parking was limited downtown unless it wasn't busy or you liked parallel parking, which not many people do. Anyways, we started our walk down to an Italian restaurant that we often frequented. Walking down the hills and through the streets, which always puts us on edge anyways, being it was downtown since it was usually dark or dusk out whenever we would start walking. So we got about 5 minutes away from the restaurant when we get to a pretty secluded road where not many people were walking on, and it pretty much was just sidewalk and road, and there's a car next to us with someone in it. We couldn't tell who it was or the gender, as we were too far away at this point, but I always got scared walking towards occupied cars for some reason. As we got closer, I could see it was an older man, probably mid-50s. He looked at us and kind of smirked as we passed, which was really weird as I was around 5'3" at the time, and my best friend was 5'1", so we were obviously much smaller than him. My best friend grabbed my arm as we both felt the weird energy from him, and we started walking faster away. I guess he noticed this, and we then both heard his door open and then quickly close. He started walking behind us with that stupid grin on his face, exactly like he had in the car. So naturally, we sped up again. He didn't like this. He started running after us, and we started running away from him even faster. Like I said, there wasn't that many people on this street. So we started taking turns to get to a street that was much more populated and had businesses on it. He followed us every turn we made while running. I had started to lose stamina to keep running, as like I mentioned earlier, I wasn't very athletic at the time, and he then approached me very fast now. My best friend grabbed me once again, and finally we had reached a street that was more populated. He simply turned around and began walking back to his car, seeing that there were people here. This scared us a lot, because whatever he wanted with us, clearly he didn't want to do in front of other people, which is really creepy. Thinking back, he also didn't lock his doors, which you had to do parking downtown where I live as there was a lot of car robberies there, which also indicates to me that he wanted us to get into the car. It really scares me to think what he would have done to us if we hadn't gotten away, but we did, and we had a damn good dinner that night too. My best friend and I joined boxing classes after this incident, and I'm much more confident that if we were put in this situation again, we would be way more prepared to throw in a punch or two if need be, but let's hope that it never comes to that. This happened when I was about 13. I'm 22 now. I'm a female, by the way. When I was growing up, it was just my mom and I for the most part. My dad wasn't really involved. Sometimes he would send support checks from his job in a different country. Anyways, my mom took house sitting and cleaning jobs when she could, and I would often go with her. When we weren't traveling, we had stayed at our small apartment. We were in Georgia when this happened. We had gotten a call from this older lady asking us to come by and clean the house a couple of times while she and her granddaughter were away on a trip. As usual, we had grabbed our cleaning stuff and got in our car, then drove to the address we were given. It was a pretty nice home, two stories and multiple bedrooms. The house was on a backcountry road, the closest neighbors being a few acres away on either side with the forest behind the house. The yard was well maintained and decorated. My mom and I realized that cleaning this house would take longer than we thought. It was already in the evening, so we'd be here after dark. We grabbed the hidden key from the log box that the old lady told us about, and then went inside, taking our cleaning supplies with us. Usually I would work on homework while she cleaned, but on that day I decided to help her clean so we wouldn't be there too late. I remember the house was pretty nice, and despite having a number of spare rooms, it looked like the only ones who lived there were the old lady and her granddaughter, who, judging from her bedroom and the photos around the house, was about my age. We were a couple of hours into the cleaning when my mom and I both heard a door shut downstairs. It had gotten dark, and we were in an upstairs room with a bathroom when we heard the door shut. We both froze and looked at each other. I remember my mom had a look of confusion on her face. "Did you shut and lock the door?" she asked, and I felt my blood run cold. I knew I had shut it, but I couldn't remember if I'd locked it. We stayed silent for a moment, listening for any other sounds. Something felt wrong. Maybe it was the wind that shut the door, but I could swear something felt bad. It was really quiet for what seemed like forever, and we just decided to blame it on the wind. Then a man's voice called from downstairs.
"Savannah? Where are you?"
he shouted, and we could hear his heavy footsteps start moving from room to room downstairs. I remember my mom looking startled. We stared at each other in silence.
"Savannah! It's Daddy! Where are you?"
I heard him call again. His voice sounded almost a bit frantic, and I could hear his footsteps getting louder as he started slamming doors downstairs. I remember seeing the name Savannah monogrammed on a few things in the granddaughter's room from earlier. My mom grabbed my arm and pulled me over to the bathroom that was connected to the bedroom we were in. She shut the bedroom door and locked it before coming over to the bathroom and grabbing her phone. She crouched on the floor beside me and started dialing the police. I remember how scared I felt when she told me that the old lady had said that no one else lived at the house. Part of me thought to just tell them that Savannah and her grandma weren't there, and that it was just us to clean the place. But my gut told me that would be a big mistake. My mom was struggling to get through to the police. She had a crappy old flip phone at the time, and there wasn't much signal where we were. She did manage to get a hold of them though. And while she was explaining the situation to them, the man searching became more angry and frantic. We could hear him going from room to room, slamming doors and opening closets. When he finally got to our bedroom, he jiggled the doorknob angrily before shouting Savannah's name and slamming his fist into the door. My mom kept talking with the police, the dispatcher telling her that the police were on their way and to stay put. I was just frozen in the back corner of the bathroom, starting to tear up as I was scared. At some point, I had shouted,
"Go away!"
as I cried, but that only made him even more frantic, kicking the door hard as he kept shouting Savannah's name. I could hear the wood starting to splinter as my mom switched from shouting at the man that Savannah wasn't here and that we're just a cleaning service, and then begging the police to hurry. It seemed like forever, but the sounds of the sirens and the flashing lights outside told us that the police were here now. We could hear the police fighting with the men and arresting him through the door. He wasn't listening to them. They had to tackle him and pin him down while they handcuffed him and then dragged him screaming away from the door. I ended up having a panic attack afterwards, and I don't really remember much about my interview with the police, but I ended up finding out what happened. My mom later told me that the old lady and her granddaughter had left on the trip due to concern over the granddaughter's biological dad making threats and expressing violent anger at the change in the custody agreement. which put her living with her grandma and then him on a no-contact order with his daughter. The old lady had neglected to tell us that there was a potential of him showing up to her house, and the fact that the man had become so obsessed with taking his daughter back. When he heard me screaming, he assumed I was her, and he lost it. He very clearly had something wrong with him. I really hoped that he got the help he needed, and that Savannah was safe, but I still have issues with men if they ever shout or raise their voice near me, whatever the reason. My own mom remarried later on, and we're in a much better place out west now. Even almost 10 years later, it still messes with me, and part of me wonders what he would have done had he managed to break down that door.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I work in a tiny clothing store in the UK, and a couple of days ago, I had the worst encounter with a customer that I've ever had. Just bear with me because I know how it all sounds typed out. I'm a 19-year-old female. I was operating the tills and my manager was in his office working. My other coworkers were on the shop floor doing what they gotta do. A younger lady came in. She was probably in her early to mid-30s. She was smartly dressed and I smiled at her, but she ignored me. No big deal. She walked around the store for a while before marching over to me with an aggressive expression. She was holding a polo neck top, and she had asked in a demanding tone where the changing room was. I told her and I pointed in the direction of it, and one of my other coworkers heard the encounter and then rushed over to guide the woman over there. Great, an annoying customer, I thought to myself as she marched off. The shop was quiet, so I only served one person while the moody lady was gone. Well, she came back and she still looked annoyed. I was dreading it, but I knew I had to interact with her. She stormed over to me and she asked me if we would wash and dry clean the polo neck before she bought it. I was truly dumbfounded and then told her, no, we're a shop. I politely informed her that we have a laundrette down the street if she'd like to hand in clothing for that service. I know that this sounds like bullshit, but she literally took a deep breath before proceeding to scream at the top of her lungs. She was screaming in that way where your voice breaks and sounds very rough, like she was choking on gravel almost. She screamed that she hadn't asked me if there was a laundrette down the street. She asked me if we would do it for her in the store. Now, I may be young, but I'm not a pushover. My friends would always joke that I'm the kind of girl who would knock out a 6'5" bodybuilding man if he tried to harass me. Everyone in the store stopped to stare in shock. And I didn't know it at the time, but my boss was walking out of his office. I raised my voice slightly, and I told her she needed to calm down and lower her tone. She continued screaming at me, telling me I was a little girl who had no business telling her what to do, and that I ought to respect my elders. I raised my voice more, and I told her to leave the polo neck on the counter and to leave the premises. She then proceeded to throw the polo neck right at me, anger and all. It took everything in me to not jump over the counter and rip her damn hair out, but I somehow managed to keep calm as I held on to the polo neck. I shouted at her, this time quite aggressively, and I told her to leave the premises immediately and that I was calling the police to have her arrested for assault. It was right then that my boss came out, and he started shouting at the woman, telling her to leave now, and he was calling the police. He told her that she was banned indefinitely for assaulting his staff, and the woman then turned to him. My boss had glasses, and she then screamed at him. Oh yeah? Really? Why don't you shut the fuck up, you specky-looking bastard? I don't gotta listen to you! The situation was so insane that I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. It was like every meme of a rude customer brought to life, every stereotype. I couldn't believe what I was witnessing. My boss held his own, and he told the woman to leave now, and he walked towards her. When he did this, she had started shouting that he better keep his hands to himself, and that she was disgusted with our shop for selling horrible merchandise. I looked down at the polo neck, and there was literally nothing wrong with it. If it had rumples, that was her own fault for throwing it around. She literally came in the store with an attitude, and she entered wanting to start a fight. My boss said loudly that he was away to call the police. And with that, the woman growled like some sort of entity, and then stormed out of the shop. People in the street were gawping at her. People came in to ask what the fuck was going on, and we spent like half an hour just telling random people off the street what just went down. People who came in had bought things, and they also told me how I handled it so well. My boss and other coworkers said the same thing, and my boss thanked us all for staying cool in the situation. He did end up calling the police, and he gave them the CCTV footage of the woman. I don't know whatever came of it because we've not had any updates. They can't really do much though. She only screamed and threw some fabric at me. Still though, it was the most unhinged encounter I had ever had in my whole life. Hopefully it's the last unhinged one too. Christmas really brings out the worst in some shoppers. This happened to me earlier today, and it's still very fresh in my mind. It was Friday afternoon, and I'm a university student. I don't live on campus, so after my class, I was going to a supermarket to literally get two items. Then I was visiting a friend. You could leave the supermarket via the parking lot or via going into the street, if that makes sense. Anyway, I exited into the street and began walking up towards the traffic lights. As I was walking, there was a group of about six or seven young guys standing there. I don't know why, but I got a bad feeling in my gut. I know that some people might say that I was being paranoid, but your gut instinct is never wrong, and I'd rather be paranoid than take a risk on my life. The guys looked at me, and I sort of darted to the side so that I wasn't hidden, but not as visible due to a parked car being in front of me. I also had wired headphones in, with one bud out so I could still hear. I decided to take them out completely though, and I noticed a text from my mom as I did this. She texted me saying,
"Hey, are you okay?"
Which was very random. She never texted me things like that. I then called her and I asked her about the text, and she told me she just had the urge to send it for some reason. I proceeded to tell her about the guys, and I said I had a weird feeling. She told me I'd be okay and to just go to the traffic lights because we were in a safe area and that I would be okay. I hesitated, and I kept looking at the guys, who now were all looking at me. I told her I was thinking about walking a longer route to my friend's house, but I wasn't sure because it would take me like 30 minutes instead of the usual 20 to get to her place. My mom told me that she was trying to make me feel better and she would stay on the phone with me, but to do what I felt safest doing. I told her I would take the long route, and she said okay and to stay on the phone. She asked me if I was walking after a minute of silence, and I said yes. I then suddenly heard loud talking, and I turned around to see the men were all following me. They were probably between the ages of 20 to 25. I had a bad feeling about this too, but part of me thought that maybe I was just being ridiculous. I mean, it's not a crime to walk behind me. Still, I decided I'd walk to the supermarket again since there were people there. There's also a bus stop there, and I could see three men and a woman sitting in it. The supermarket also had customers exiting. As I approached, I walked right up to the bus stop and got inside of it. Then I turned around. As soon as the men saw I was standing next to the three men, they literally started running away. I mean, running fast up the hilly pavement and then disappearing. I told my mom and she seemed concerned, but was trying not to make me feel nervous. I told her I was thinking about just coming home instead of going to my friend's house, and she told me again to do what I felt comfortable doing. She asked me where the men were at now, but I said I didn't know. She then suggested that I walk slowly and then see if I could see them up near the traffic lights again, which I did, but I couldn't see them. However, I was still nervous. I mean, what if they were lurking somewhere and I bumped into them later? To get to my friend's house, I have to walk through a street that is very secluded, and I didn't feel safe doing that. There's a taxi rank in the supermarket, and one of our family friends actually works as a taxi driver. I happened to notice he was in the rank, which I mentioned to my mom, and I said I was thinking about just jumping in his cab and going home. She told me to just do that and to let my friend know what happened. That's what I did, and I went home. I called my friend and explained everything, and she told me I did the right thing. Now, I don't really know if I overreacted, but like I said, I'd rather seem paranoid than ignore my gut instinct and end up in trouble. I'm a 20-something-year-old female, and yeah, not all men are creepy, but these guys were really acting suspiciously. I've walked past large groups of guys before and had no bad feelings. I've stood at traffic lights with men, and again, no bad feelings at all. But these guys, they just seemed off to me. Why did they start running up the road when they saw I was standing near three guys at the bus stop? Why were they just standing at the traffic light staring at me? It's the walking behind me then running away that gets me. And once again, I was reminded of the importance of never ignoring your gut instinct. No matter how insane or paranoid you might think you're being to the outside observer, ignore that worry. Never ignore your gut instincts, because somehow it's always correct. If I walked to those traffic lights, something could have happened. I don't know what they were up to, but something tells me that it wasn't good. Stay safe, everyone. Hey, everyone. That's about it for today's stories. If you have your own story that you would like to send, you can send it in at southerncannibal.com, or you can email it at southerncannibalstories@gmail.com. I look forward to telling your story. Have a good night or good day, everyone. And remember, to always...